Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. As you know, we are looking for those who actually care. We know that most everybody that listens to this show cares. Most everybody that is engaged in hearing about what the heck's going on, what to do about it, we know you care. What we need you to do is we need to convert you from caring to becoming proselyters, to become missionaries of a calling, so that you go out and you touch the hearts and the minds of others who basically have the same wiring as you, who are absolutely repulsed and get sick at the concept of compulsion, that people are being forced. People that are going, I don't know what's going on. Why is it getting like this? Those people need to be touched. And I'm here to tell you that we need to use whatever we can in helping them, even if it is, you know, poking them in the eye, touching them, and saying, you know, the only reason this is going on is because you're doing nothing. You know, sometimes the guilt of a grandmother can really weigh heavily on people. So maybe you need to work on your grandmother guilt, if you know what I mean. So anyway, let's kind of get through some obligatories, because what we want to do is we want to finish up those stories that we kind of had prepared to kind of rip through. We never get through them all, but we're actually going to get through all of them today, because I've already got in the queue the layout of a constitutional county and how you can go from a single person to actually educating people within your county and getting them moving and actually moving that county towards a constitutional county. Now, if you live in a county where there are millions and millions of people, that's a very, very steep climb and it's a very tall mountain. But most people don't live in those types of counties. Well, at least I think most of the people listening to this show. But you have to understand that this is not about a democracy. This is about a Republican form of government. I have said before that if you can get the majority of the counties in your state to demand a constitutional convention to basically take back the powers that have been hijacked by the state government and by, you know, bad doers in your state legislature, then you actually have an opportunity. Because when it comes down to the constitutional convention, go back to the Enabling Act. Each county got one vote, just like a state gets one vote. Then what you need to do is you need to make sure that the only way your constitution in your state can be amended is not by a 50% democracy plus one vote. In other words, by mob rule, but by county measures. In other words, at least, you know, if you have 40 counties, then you should say by three-fourths. So three-fourths of the counties have to concur, have to agree, have to acquiesce to the new amendment, and there you go. You have a three-fourths rule, just like the U.S. Constitution. Instead of it being by democracy and by people, this is how you can actually preserve your government from a democracy running amok. Now, understanding the concept of an enumerated constitution and a general constitution is very important. Every time you look at a power, you want to make sure it is a specified and an enumerated power, not a general power. That we want the state to have the authority over all matters of education. That's a general power. No. No. And as a matter of fact, you don't want the state. You want the counties. You want the state to fund the county control of education. There you go. Now you actually have an educational, you know, power that the state actually is funding, and then you can get into the nuances of how to fund that and so forth. But bottom line, you do not want your central state government to dictate so many things when they shouldn't. They shouldn't be able to do that. This is how you can, you know, you'll see these major counties where, you know, Chicago, Cook County, or what have you, King County with Seattle. When you start looking at these counties that are these large populated areas, then they may have a very progressive education system because that's their desire. But the rest of the state won't. And the rest of the state will be calling them out. And this is how we at least counter that. You cannot take away the people's representation. In other words, those people that live in the city, they want to hang themselves. So what do? Well, you go out to hemp country and you get those people to spin up enough rope so that you can actually give them all the rope that they need so that then you don't have to deal with them, you know, yammering on that they want to hang themselves. You know, I think there's an old adage that if you give any species enough rope, they will end up ultimately hanging themselves. I'm here to tell you that we cannot go out of our way to protect people from their own bad choices. That is the same thing. That's tantamount. That is tantamount to basically removing the consequences of sin. We can't do that. It is wrong. It is immoral to do that, to basically, because what you're doing is you are, what's the best way of saying this? You are enabling sin, and you're actually helping people to take that path. If the consequences of sin include, you know, let's just look at, you know, sex outside of marriage. The chances are that if you have sex outside of marriage, well, you can get a sexually transmitted disease, right? Well, not anymore, because they're doing almost everything they can to stop AIDS, and they're spending billions of dollars every year to do that. They're removing those consequences of gonorrhea and syphilis and all those others. For the most part, they have the silver bullets and these other shots to kind of remove those consequences. Even with abortion, they have the ability, they've legalized the murder to remove those consequences. So this is how evil governments become when they start going down the path of removing the consequences of sin. As nice as it may seem in one aspect that, oh, we shouldn't let these people suffer. A good example is somebody that's drinking themselves to ruin. They're destroying their lives. Friends, the only reason and the only way we can stop everybody from drinking is for the consequences of sin to actually surface. Unfortunately, those people who throw caution to the wind and choose to destroy their lives, like David Crosby, should not be on the, get a new liver donors list where he was able to continue to live because he had the money. Because he could get in a plane and fly to China to actually have somebody killed so that he could live. We have to stop this immorality of allowing those types of, because what we're doing is we're denying somebody that actually deserves that liver, who has lived a good life. I hate to say this, but we have to start making those types of discernments. That the person that really deserves the assistance in healthcare are those people who actually, you know, not to their own doing, are suffering from one problem or another. You know, when I make a mistake, and if my lung problem came from, you know, because of a life of smoking, then I would feel and I would be a hypocrite if I would, you know, demand or believe I deserved a lung transplant. But if my lung problem actually came from my exposure to asbestos in the Marine Corps, and not because I, you know, because I didn't smoke, well then, okay, then that would be, I think, something that's outside of my control. It's not something that I did to myself and must live with those consequences. Friends, we have to start recognizing how evil plays out, even when we start looking at, oh, you know what? It's one thing. It is one thing to come across somebody in a hospital that has been, you know, in the gutter for a long time of their life, and they finally come to Christ, and they say, I don't want to live this life anymore. Please help me. And we rehab them, and we give them an opportunity to live a good, wholesome life. Okay, but the consequences of that behavior, they still have to live with, the health problems or what those things are. And they shouldn't be able to, you know, I understand repentance, forgiveness, and mercy. I do. And it's one thing if that person is the only person in need of that organ at the time. There's nobody else that organ can go to. Then, okay, that's called mercy. That's called, you know, the planets aligning. But we cannot allow government to remove the consequences of sin the way they have been doing and not reap the harvest of evil. This is why we have to start standing up against all of these things that they're doing. Anyway, we'll be back with obligatories. We'll get into the news, and we'll be right back after this. Thank you so much. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
And so I'm not sure how many people, because I was looking at the endorsements, and I remember this old, and forgive me for going down this path. There used to be a show, I think it was on NPR. It was called the Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers. It was a car repair show. And I forget the name of the show, other than it was Click and Clack were the name of the supposed names of these brothers. And it was a comedy as they made fun of callers, but they actually really did understand the car, and they gave really good advice. But when they did their promos and their endorsements, there was this legal firm, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe. And I always go, you know, some of that stuff is just brilliant, that, you know, some of these old-time comedies. But anyway, got to have some levity. I know you get down into the weeds of, you know, the evils of sin and so forth. Let's lighten it up and get into some good promos of some patriotic organizations. This show is sponsored by RepublicReview.org, and you are listening to the only show that gives you the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions of what we have to do if we're going to save this country. Now, we've talked about the free Constitution classes. Start using those different classes or something that you find really interesting. Send that link to your kids. Send that link to somebody that really needs to know this and start expecting them to be able to interplay with you to say, hey, did you go through yourself so that you know the answers, and then go through it with your kids. Stop the illiteracy regarding the Constitution and start sharing the Constitution so that we can start using it as our weapon. Okay. Oh, by the way, and I've got to get it out there. I don't think I've done this yet, but we've done a couple of shows on Rumble, and they've been rebroadcasting this show specifically on Rumble on the Freedom Not Tyranny radio show. And so it's really good, not because I'm contributing, but here is a, you know, here's a radio show host, David Torres, who is actually out trying to help people understand the importance of the Constitution. And so, you know, he's asking questions. And so if you want to hear somebody asking some of the questions, they may be the questions you have. They may be, you know, the things that are bothering you at this point. And so that's what we're trying to do with this show, with, you know, going there and helping. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to dive into, you know, how to take your county as it sits right now in the swamp and the sewage of socialism and move it towards a constitutional county and, you know, purifying it so that socialism no longer exists and is no longer welcome within your county. Timber Nation, timbernation.com, solid hardwood furnishings. Go check them out. Radiodustcovers.com, go check them out if you're looking to protect your hard, expensive equipment that's hard to find, the tube equipment, that type of stuff. Red Pill Expo is literally just, you know, days away almost. We are losing time. You need to get there. And as a matter of fact, you need to get your state legislators there so that they can start getting free admission. This way, you know, they can actually participate, because that's what we want. We want them there to participate and get exposed to the truth. Okay, so what we want to do now is we want to actually kind of cover those last few stories that I didn't get a chance to dive into that I think, you know, had merit. And every day there is a plethora, there is an abundance of stories that can consume us. And so as the host, yours truly, has to kind of handpick what I think is kind of important. And what I think might actually help motivate you in doing what needs to be done in saving our Constitution. Now, here's an interesting thing, because you already heard about this Democratic senator, and I already reported how these hoodlums, these illegals, went into the bathroom after her to basically pressure her because she wasn't being socialist enough. That didn't end there. And in the mainstream media, they're playing this out as, you know, she needs to move further to the left. And this is how it was reported in the mainstream media. Five veterans tapped to advise Senator Kristen Sinema. Now, just because they're veterans does not make them patriots, because a patriot supports the Constitution, not political agendas. Okay? An Arizona Democrat resigned from their post. These five veterans resigned from their post on Thursday, publicly accusing her of, quote, hanging your constituents out to dry, close quote. Well, her number one constituent is the Constitution. In the latest sign of growing hostility toward a centrist who has emerged as a key holdout on President Biden's agenda, interesting, in a scathing letter obtained by the New York Times, the veterans took Ms. Sinema to task for her refusal to abolish the filibuster and her opposition to parts of Mr. Biden's multi-trillion dollar social safety net. Education, climate, and tax plans, stances that have stymied some of his top priorities. In other words, she's doing a good job in supporting the Constitution. And here are these radicals that are being dubbed as, they're calling them veterans because, okay, everybody sees a veteran. Thank you for your service. We all stand up and applaud because they're veterans. This is why, my friends, I get irate when somebody stops at a Republican meeting or any type of meeting. Oh, well, can we have all the veterans stand so we can applaud you for your service? That just it infuriates me. Do not think we're all the same. And do not think that you're actually doing anything other than making yourself feel better and actually making us seem like puppets for your benefit. Oh, well, they're so patriotic because they asked the veterans to stand up and we thank them. Come on. You want to thank veterans? Then make things right. I can tell you, I was promised free medical and free dental for life if I did my 20 years in the Marine Corps. I did my 20 years. Where's my free medical and my free dental? Start keeping promises to the veterans. Do that at least. But when you see veterans like this, who have actually standing up to violate their oath, the name veteran should be removed from them. The one thing that we all had to do in taking an oath as a veteran is to support the Constitution. So just because these veterans, you know, had a disdain for the Constitution and are now becoming political puppets in trying to do this stage show in calling her out, shame on them. And shame on the news media for trying to spin this like they're, here's five patriotic people that are leaving their post because of Prince. No, these are political hacks. Remember I told you that in the military, you will find political hacks big time. And they love lots of these officers. These may all be officers. I don't know if they're enlisted or not. I can broad brush like that. But like I said, there are good officers, but they're far and few between. Most of them seek, and basically, most of them have that fruit dangled in front of them to go, you know what, if you're a totalitarian, if you push the agenda for us, then we'll promote you. We'll find uses for you. Are you kidding me? Anyway, here's another quote. You have become one of the principal obstacles to progress, answering to big donors rather than your own people, close quote. Actually, I believe that her own people are more Republican than Democrat. If you go look at the state of Arizona, it is more Republican. So she's actually answering to more people, but they're actually putting this filth out here to get you to actually believe that she's being a bad Democrat. The veterans wrote in a letter that is to be featured in a news advertisement by Common Defense, a progressive veterans activist group that has targeted Mrs. Sinema. We shouldn't have to buy representation from you, and your failure to stand by your people and see their urgent needs is alarming, they added. Folks, if you are from Arizona, you need to actually applaud her, write to her, and thank her for taking the principles of really representing the red that Arizona actually stands for. You have to, you know, give her a pat on the back to say thank you for standing up against these progressive agendas, because the people of Arizona, as we see it, we are still a red state. Look at our state legislature. It is still dominated by Republicans. You are representing the state well. Thank you so much for doing a good job. And don't let these political hacks and these activists scare you. There you go. Okay, so moving on to the next story. This is about communism that is being endorsed by the royal family. The Duchess of Sussex has penned a letter, and you know who this is, it's Meghan. Sorry. But, you know, this is what happens when anybody gets into a level that, you know, they want to start pushing their ideology, their socialism, and their ill education upon everybody. She's an idiot. I don't care if she has a little tiara on her head. She's an idiot. We'll be right back after these two promos.
Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Moby Strip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Moby Strip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, so let me tie that last promo to this current or this last story. Don't let these socialist activists actually get away with doing these things. Get out there and thank this Democrat for actually standing up for her real constituents, not some small, noisy group that does not deserve the light of day. Thank her. Send her a note. I'm not one that actually believes in reaching out, but this is a positive way that the people of Arizona have an opportunity to actually reward somebody for taking a stand. This is where the Republican Party of Arizona and all of the different counties need to come right out and applaud her for what she is doing. If they're not clamoring and going, yay, go, you represent more of Arizona than you do these loudmouth activists that have they do not deserve presence in the United States, because they are actually standing on destroying the Constitution. It's that simple. Back to this story that we were going to get into. Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex, has penned a letter to Congress advocating for a national paid leave program for parents. Well, hold on here. Does Congress actually have the power over labor and to regulate holidays and those types of things for, you know, the states and employers? Just so you understand, just so you know the facts, in 1926, Calvin Coolidge, a progressive Republican who actually wanted to see the Constitution amended so that the federal government could regulate only child labor, not all labor, just child labor. Please let us regulate child labor. That amendment was rejected by the states. And now, without an amendment, she's saying Congress needs to just act and do these things. She is supporting tyranny. She is illiterate regarding the Constitution. She's an idiot. Now, if she wants to get informed and have the debate on constitutional context and actually say, you know, Congress needs to have this power, we need to amend the Constitution, then I would applaud her. But no, this just proves that any idiot that can get in front of a microphone can start spouting off their stupid ideas regarding our government. This is the same thing with on the conservative side, like Ayn Rand and Atlas Shrugged. She didn't understand the Constitution. She had no clue. This is why, you know, her view of America was not a view of a violation of the Constitution, a violation of our rights. She actually saw us as a democracy, why we were able to go down this path. No, the only reason we're going down this path is nobody is enforcing the Constitution. It's that simple, folks. Nobody like you is enforcing the Constitution. So we're going to get into this when we get to the counties. The Duchess said she and her family lived in poverty, requiring her to begin work at the age of 13. Oh, really? Where did she live? In California? I thought it was illegal to work at that age in California. She described feeling like buffet-style meals and $4.99 salad bars were luxury items so far out of the realm of what families like hers could afford. The only reason that things were becoming worse and the gap and the destruction of the middle class was occurring was because of the socialistic policies forcing women to work in the 50s and 60s and the destruction of the family because of the social engineering by socialists like her. She's such an idiot. Quote, I worked all my life and saved when and where I could, but even that was a luxury because usually it was about making ends meet and having enough money to pay my rent and put gas in my car, she said. You know, like I said, I applaud anybody that actually wants to really talk about the issues in context the way they need to be talked about. But when you want to just spout off this stupid narrative of the agendas of the left and want to be a puppet for them, then, okay, you're going to take your lumps, especially your lumps in an academic sense from those who actually understand. This isn't about sex. This isn't about the demographics that people want to start labeling people with. You know, I'm waiting for the day. I'm waiting for the day when somebody comes out and calls me a racist. And to be clear, it's on record. You can find it a couple of times in my shows. I've actually come right out and said, yes, I'm racist. I have a deep problem, and I don't know how to overcome it regarding Russians. I hate them because I grew up as they were our mortal enemies. I served in the Marine Corps for almost 20 years when they were our enemy. And for just you to wash that away is really hard for me to do. It is. It's really hard for me to do because if you want to call it that indoctrination, they were truly our enemy. They told us that they would crush us. And we have seen how they have infiltrated the Russian agenda, both them as well as the global communist agenda from China and them. Yes, they've been attacking us and attacking us. So I have this problem. I don't necessarily have a problem with the Chinese, but it's really hard to tell who is communist Chinese party members and who is not. Anyway, anywho. let's move on to the next story because I do want to get into the county. 9 months after being expelled from social media for his role in inciting the January 6th Capitol insurrection. You can tell this is a liberal rag, right? Former President Donald Trump said Wednesday he's launching a new media company with its own social media platform. Trump says his goal is launching the Trump Media and Technology Group and its Truth, quote, Truth Social, close quote, app is to create a rival to big tech companies. Now, I'm here to tell you, I'm not going to be found on any of these types of companies that require me to give them my digital fingerprint. Most of these, like, I'm trying to remember the other company. What is it? Parler and a lot of these others that are out there, they require that you provide them with your cell phone number. Even though you have a desktop and you're not doing anything on the phone, they want you to give you a lot of personal information. I'm sorry. I don't trust any company. This is why my presence on Facebook is very limited. It is very limited to GR Mobley, and that is it. They don't have my personal name or association or accounts to that. And I like it that way. Anyway, we live in a world where the Taliban has huge presence on Twitter, yet your favorite American president has been silenced, close quote. He has stated in a statement, quote, this is unacceptable, close quote. Conservative voices actually do well on traditional social media. On Wednesday, half of Facebook's 10 top performing linked posts were from conservative media commentators or politicians, according to a daily list compiled by a New York Times technology columnist and an internet studies professor using Facebook's own data. Trump has, I just want you to know, folks, that you conservatives on Facebook, you're still making a mark on Facebook, and they still are trying to deal with you as much as they possibly can. Don't abandon it, because if you abandon it, then there is really nobody that is still taking their lumps but getting the word out, because there's way too many people on there to abandon. Trump has spoken about launching his own social media site ever since he was barred from Facebook and Twitter. An earlier effort to launch a blog on his existing website has abandoned after the page drew dismal views. TMTG has not set its sights low. In addition to the True Social app, which is expected to soft launch next month with a nationwide rollout early next year, the company says it is planning a video on demand service dubbed TMTG Plus that will feature entertainment programming, news, and podcasts. Anyway, so there you go. We can reach out to them and connect with Trump. But I'm not convinced that Trump necessarily is really trying to do the right things here. Are you? Are you? I mean, he's far better than Biden. He is the lesser of the many evils that we're facing. Anyway, here's an interesting story that I have to share, because here comes the backhand to the NBA. The National Basketball Association could once again face a backlash in China after Boston Celtics player Enes Kanter tweeted a video in support of independence for Tibet. Not long after, why isn't he and why aren't these other people telling Tibetanese and telling the Taiwanese and telling the people of Hong Kong to have a vote to become a state in the United States, to break their chains and break their ties to China and become a part of the United States of America? Anyway, not long after the tweet on Wednesday, highlights from the Celtics game against the Knicks were made unavailable on the Transcend Sports app. Upcoming Celtics games also appear to be unavailable for live stream. They're not going to give them any subsidies, or I should say any pay by removing them. What they're basically doing is they're blackballing them. We'll be right back after these promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so before I get into finishing the story, any of you tweeters and or woofers that live in Twitter sphere out there, anybody that understands audio, tweeter, woofer, anyway, anybody that is living in the Twitter sphere should be actually going after Cantor and saying, why just talk about free Tibet? Why don't you call upon Tibet to have an open election to determine whether they should become a state of the United States instead of being subjugated by China? There you go. If you really want to start a problem with this, you know, China, you know, dictatorship and their ruling of the world, get all of these types of states. I've told you this. Taiwan, Hong Kong, Tibet, Vietnam, all of these countries that are under the attack and control of the Chinese Communist Party, get them all to revolt and say, we want freedom. We want to be a part of the United States. This would force China to have to actually start dealing with the uprising that would come from this. I am here to tell you that the world would not allow that. Europe, the United States, and everybody else would go in there and actually assist and help transition all of these states to become states in the United States. Imagine that, friends. Imagine China actually becoming obsolete because we have this thing in the Constitution that allows any state to apply to become a state in the United States. It doesn't have anything that keeps it. And as a matter of fact, if Congress, the Communist Congress right now, tried to say, you can't do that, we won't allow that to happen, then the legal challenge should go forward to say, where is it stipulated that you have that level of control? You could only stipulate the conditions of how we come into the United States. You can't say we can't apply. You have to accept us. friends, if you understand the divine hand of providence of what he's given us in this Constitution, it will blow you away in how we can actually start using it to dismantle this communist movement that is actually moving across this world in breakneck speed. Anyway, back to this Chinese-based Tencent sports app declined to comment when contacted by CNBC, who's obviously reporting this. In a video posted on Twitter, Cantor called Chinese President Xi Jinping a brutal dictator, and he supports Tibetan people's, quote, cause for freedom, close quote. The NBA star, who has commented on political issues before, repeated the phrase, free Tibet, three times while wearing a T-shirt with the Dalai Lama on it. Quote, under the Chinese government's brutal rule, Tibetan people's basic rights and freedoms are non-existent, close quote, Cantor said. Chinese Minister of Foreign Affairs was not immediately available for comment. Chinese communist troops took control over Tibet in 1950. China has held that Tibet has long been a part of its territory. They've had nothing to do with their government even long before they took over. How can they say it's a territory? The whole world is their territory, if you understand their mentality. And this is where they're coming. They're coming to America. This is why they are heavily vested in our government and in activist groups here in America. If you don't start taking a stand, folks, you stand to lose everything. China has denounced the current Dalai Lama, who Buddhists see as their spiritual leader and who is currently in exile in India, as a separatist. The Dalai Lama has denied he is a separatist. He probably considers himself a unifier for the Tibetan people. Last story. Countries that produce coal, oil, beef, and animal feed have been lobbying to water down a landmark UN climate control report, according to a leak of the documents seen by Greenpeace investigations team. Days before COP26, the international climate change negotiations taking place in Glasgow, the leaks show fossil fuel producers, including Australia, Saudi Arabia, Iran, and Japan are lobbying. Why not the United States? Iran, Japan, Saudi Arabia, Australia, but not the United States. Actually, we have no business being there, as I've said before. This is our involvement is completely unconstitutional. We should dissolve their existence here in the United States. And actually, we need to point out that there is no constitutional authority for the United States to have any relationship with the United Nations. Anyway, so Japan are lobbying the International Governmental Panel on Climate Change, the IPCC, to remove recommendations that the world needs to phase out fossil fuels. According to the documents, the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, whose members include Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Nigeria, and the United Arab Emirates, as well as Venezuela, also backed weakening the report's recommendations on fossil fuels. Meanwhile, large meat and dairy producers such as Brazil, Argentina, not the United States, and Argentina reportedly attempted to change messages about the climate benefits of promoting plant-based diets, according to the leak of more than 32,000 comments by governments, corporations, academics, and others on the draft report of the IPCC's Working Group 3, which looks at measures to protect the globe from rising temperatures. Folks, what we want to do is we're going to go through the list, the actual list of things that need to be a part of our Bill of Rights for the 21st century. For the election of 2022, if you want to have a hammer to start pounding and pounding and pounding on all of your politicians, demand that we have to have a Bill of Rights for the 21st century. We're going to go through those in the next week. But before we do, we need to go through this whole ground process of going after your counties and what we need to do that. And so, looking over my shoulder, I have 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes to basically go over this. So, I know I covered this in the August, the end of July, August, September timeframe. If you are the lone person, there is no conservative activist organization in a red county. If you live in a red county, but that's because everybody's just all happy. Now, I don't know if that ever exists anywhere because it seems like nobody's happy. And it seems like even in the darkest of red states, such as South Dakota and Wyoming and so forth, there are plenty of activists that I associate with in different forums, from the Republican Party to other different types of grassroots groups. Now, you need to actually reach out to all of these different groups and actually come to them and talk to them about the fundamental basics of a constitutional county. A constitutional county is where the unorganized militia is well organized and working together. This means that all these activist groups, all of these groups need to work together. And we'll go through the structure in just a second. You need to appeal to the parties as well as the activist groups, the Constitutional Party, the Libertarian Party, the Republican Party, so forth and so on. You need to get everybody well aware of this concept of what it takes to actually become a constitutional county. Your end goal should be to where all your public servants are supporting, vehemently supporting the Constitution and demanding all public servants above the county level are adhering and supporting the Constitution fully in every aspect. In addition, your county, to be a constitutional county, your sheriff will have to organize the organized militia out of the unorganized. In other words, not everybody in the unorganized militia will be a part of the organized militia. Only those who the sheriff feels are, you know, capable of doing the job. We have to restore the county militia. Even if the state fails to do that, it is the sheriff's obligation and duty under the Constitution and how the terms and definitions were laid out in the constitutional ratification debates, that each county is to have an apportionment of the militia so that the sheriff can rely upon them for the repelling, or actually the suppressing, of insurrections and enforcing the law. So, once you start teaching people, then you need to start creating these roles. And these roles are something you have to do until you get other people to do them. Well, you have to communicate. You have to reach out to all of these people. You have to do the PR work. These are all the things you have to do. You have to be the recruiter in getting people to become a part of this militia. The militia is the fundamental organization of a county, period. Unorganized, organized, what have you. We're going to kind of regroup in our next episode and cover this again. I'm going to try not to, you know, go over the same ground. So we're just going to be starting off with the roles of the county to get this moving. We will be back. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org and let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.